Welcome to Project 12. This is Tracy Dunlap. The project team and I wanted to introduce you to this exciting project. We are in the process of getting rolling, but we wanted to answer some questions. The first one is, what is Project 12? Project 12 is the replacement of the city's computer system that supports our most important resources, people and money. Why Project 12? We'll answer that question in a few minutes. This presentation is intended to give you an idea of our vision for the project and to talk about the project culture and what you might see in the coming months as the project progresses. When thinking about the vision for the project, we wanted to think about the vision of Kirkland. Kirkland is literally and figuratively a city on a hill. Kirkland is known for its excellence, both in its people and as stewards of the public resources. This isn't just a software replacement. This is a government transformation project. Kirkland is known for many features that are really legacies that have been left to us from people in the past. One of the most important legacies in Kirkland is our string of beautiful waterfront parks, which visionary people in the city put together many years ago and we all expect to enjoy today. While the replacement of a computer system isn't quite as glamorous as that, we see this as a legacy to the next generation of staff, residents, and businesses. Our vision has four connected themes. We want to adopt best practices, but make sure we honor our own unique traditions. We want to build understanding and enhance our working relationships. We want to meet our commitments, and we want to balance ownership. Those four elements will ensure the project's success and will hopefully make the new system useful to everyone in the city. We want to make sure that this is something that we all have a say in and that we all have a stake in its success. An equally important aspect of the success of Project 12 is the culture of the team. The culture of the team is both the team working on the project, but also the city team. We want to make sure that everyone is all in, that we recognize that we're all interconnected and that the project will affect each and every one of us. We want to be supportive, celebrating our successes and making sure when we make mistakes, we work together. And then we want to have fun. So part of that is trying to introduce the whole organization to the project. So now the answer to why Project 12. There are 12 functional areas in the city, and while three of them will be heavily involved in the project, finance and administration, human resources, and information technology, every department in the city will be impacted by Project 12.
So your next question may be, who's on the project team? I'm Smitha Krishnan, the city project manager who will be managing the implementation of the new system for the next 2 years. You've heard from Tracy, our executive sponsor for Project 12, and working closely with her will be the executive steering team consisting of department directors from information technology, human resources, finance, and administration. I will also be working closely with the vendor project manager and the project core team consisting of members from these key departments. But the 12th member of our team is you, the organization, and the Kirkland community. As the project progresses, you will have plenty of opportunities to provide feedback, ask your questions, and stay engaged to ensure the success of this project. Let's talk about the project scope and schedule so you know what's coming. This project has two phases. Phase one will include the implementation of the core financial modules, as well as system-wide functionality such as reporting and personalized user dashboards. Phase two will include the implementation of human resources and payroll, and leading up to phase two will be a gap analysis that will dive deeper into the payroll calculations to help finalize the scope and schedule for phase two. The project team has been busy selecting a vendor for the implementation, Tyler Technologies, and planning the implementation approach with them. The project will officially kick off on June 28th with the vendor on site. The next major milestone is the payroll pilot, or the gap analysis, which will help decide the go-live date for HR and payroll. The core financial modules will go live in July of 2018, followed by HR and payroll in the first quarter of 2019. Between these milestones, the project team will work through a series of tasks, beginning with the business process review, which will look at our current business practices, data, and processes, followed by the gap analysis, after which the team will dive into building and validating the modules in the new system, followed by testing, training the organization, and preparing for go live. The project team is ready to let the fun begin, so stay tuned for more fun events and communication from the project team on the 12th of each month. So to kick off the fun for this month, stop by my office near the stairway in finance by Friday, June 23rd to ask me questions about Project 12 or share your ideas and enter your name into a drawing to win a $12 Starbucks card. Are you ready to let the fun begin?